Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Talking about the shocking new marriage numbers for women, Lee. And you compare them, you know, 1950, just for, you know, a baseline.
Yeah.
40% of women at the age of 30 were unmarried. Today it's 80, which is nuts.
80%?
Yeah, I mean,
what's the demographic now?
Women.
Well, I know, but age 30. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And then, so to huge, huge majorities of women are postponing marriage. And the reasons for it, it's a great power line read today. Reasons for it are, varied. Number one, I mean, the biggest reason is just it's not that all of them don't want to get married. They can't, find somebody that they want to do that with. Or they are choosing not to, or they are just so financially hamstrung with college loan debt and just the struggle to make a living today, that that unnecessary struggle that we documented in the 6 o'clock hour, that doesn't have to be that they're not doing that. I got this text from a dad. Tara, I've hammered into my daughters that they need to focus on their careers to be self-sufficient financially before thinking about marriage. 30 is the minimum. I've encouraged them to wait to marriage. Well, I'm certainly a big fan of self-sufficiency.
Yeah.
Huge. But that is actually the opposite of the advice I gave my daughter just in the last week. And I think a whole generation of women got bad advice on that. Career is not number one. That is a messed up priority system. It's not number one. Your career is not. Nope. It's your family. That is the most important thing that you will have. I was told the opposite by my parents, and it really did me a disservice. It's taken me a lot of my life to understand that. And here's what I told my daughter. This idea, especially now when it's hard to find a male who is a man, there is a difference now. It didn't used to be as much of a difference in 1950. It's hard to find one. When you find that guy who is going to be a dependable person to have in the trenches with you, and you can see that in the little things that they do, I've been alive long enough, Lee, to know that doesn't come along much.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. And if that happens when you're 21 or 22, that may not be, on your horizon the ideal thing. Well, you know what? You need to grab it because it's harder to find that. And I think a lot of young women believe, as I did at that age, well, there'll be guys like this along all the time. No, there won't. They're very rare. I think I dated maybe three total. With the other two, it's either going to be, hey, enjoyed the time I spent with you, but the connection isn't there, or it's on your side. So when you have that connection, you find that guy who is going to be in the trenches with you, because life is going to throw a lot of bad stuff at you. Let me tell you what, this whole idea, I'm going to get my career tucked away. No, you're not. You're not. I've learned that with life. I thought everything set at 28, man, my husband too, successful business office, on, the block of property you want to be on in Charlotte. We had it all figured out, I thought, and then life wrecked us. And you know what? Life's going to wreck you a couple times before you're done.
If you're lucky, a couple of
times. Yeah, you're going to be on your knees in that industry you thought was safe and you established your career in, could even be wiped out by technology.
Mm-hmm.
And look at my sister. Just this week, she's having to start an entire new career. She had to leave the mortgage industry, where she was doing very well, and she's had to start something else. Why? It's gone. There's nothing. There's no rock to cling to anymore. You only have each other in the trenches, and you better be best friends. So if you find that, grab it. Grab it. You decide, yeah, I'm going to wait till my career is established. No, you're wasting time. And you know what? We only get so much time. You don't know that you're not going to end up when you've got that perfect career and you're 28, 29. Okay, now I'm ready to look for a man. And then you go try to find one. Good luck with that. And you don't know how much time you have. You don't know. You don't know when that car accident is coming.
No.
You don't know that.
Or that medical issue.
No.
Or...
Mm-mm. The most important thing, and I have raised my daughter. My mom would be jaw-dropped to see how I've raised my daughter. It is the total opposite on that issue of how she raised me. I think she got everything else right. And Lee, that came from that generation of women, and I get it. My mom was so smart. That woman could have been a surgeon. She could have been a doctor. She could have done anything. And her mom sat her down and said, hey, listen, because you got a couple, because you know, she was born in the 40s. You got to hear your options. You could be a teacher. You could be a secretary. You could be a nurse. So you need to pick one. So she picked being a nurse. And the idea of somebody telling my daughter that, and her mom was trying to help. You know, my mom wanted so much more for me. And the women had been career limited back then, right? They really had. But look, you, I'm telling you, having this idea of having a husband at an early age is bad somehow. I don't get that. That depends on, if you met him during a wild fling in Vegas last weekend. Maybe not, maybe you don't want to get married by the preacher dressed as Elvis. You know what I'm saying? Always good, timeless advice. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I'm talking about. Don't wait. Grab it. Grab it. And I made some pretty big mistakes in my life in that area because I was following my mom's advice. And I said, honey, you have to be on the lookout all the time. You do not know when he's coming around the corner, and you need to grab that because you will spend the rest of your life looking for it again, especially today. Because real men, good men, men raised to be the backbone of their families are harder and harder to find. Men are being told the opposite. Well, you need to be an equal with a woman. You need to be just like a woman. No, you do not. No, you don't. Mm-mm. No, my husband is the backbone of our family, period, bar none. That is how it works in our house. I like it that way. It feels right. And so... And I don't mean to have a big argument with this guy or offend a listener. It's not what I'm saying, or say, oh, you're telling your daughter's wrong. But rethink that, sir. Just rethink that. Because there aren't second chances in life like that. And there aren't good, solid men out there for the picking when she's ready. And you know what? She can build her family, married at 22, mm-hmm. 21, to a good, strong, solid guy. You know how I know that? I've watched it happen in my own family.
Yeah.
It's about the personality. It's about the morality. And I've had a lot of conversations with my daughter. You know where's a good place to find a man? Church.
Yes.
Church. No, that doesn't mean he's a good guy. We've met some real scoundrels in church. There are some people who go to church for business recruiting and nothing else. You know what I'm saying? That's not a guarantee, but it's a good place to start. It's a good place to start. We talked about, where can you find a man's man? Firing range. I am having these conversations with her. I'm saying you're going to have to look under rocks and in places to find a guy like your dad. He is a man's man, just like your grandfather is. My husband and my father, they're both the same. And you know what? The funny thing is they are both very old-fashioned guys, extremely so. So much so that occasionally I bang my head against a wall, right? But the two of them are also the two biggest feminists I've ever met. I have never had a bigger... cheering section than my father and my husband. And and men can be both things. The fact that you're married doesn't mean you're not going to have a career. What even is that? That doesn't even make sense to me. In fact, it might be easier for you to do it because somebody's got your back during the hard times. Maybe his job's going really well and yours is not. That's life. There are no guarantees. Anyway, I didn't mean for that to set me off, but that advice was what I was given. It was totally wrong. I've completely rejected it, and I am teaching my children otherwise. My boys, too.
Well, good.
I mean, go on that monologue. But just seeing that was and it was in it. Look, that guy's again, as I said, was an understandable reaction to a generation of women who really got, kind of an extreme advice on the other end. Well, the number one thing is, just go be a nurse until you get married. But you know what is the most important thing you will ever do? Marriage, family, period, bar none. That is the most important thing you will do. Your career is secondary to that at best.
Mm-hmm. And that should be the same thing for guys too.
Yes,
obviously,
and that is the opposite of what I was given as a young woman, and it was bad advice. And there's look, there's extremes with everything. There's lines with everything. You don't want to raise a couch potato either, right? Okay. I mean, so you're going to have to be motivated. And being motivated and working hard is part of taking care of your family. We have taken it way too far in this country.
No, I mean, my whole family, the women have always worked.
Yeah.
I mean,
same here.
My grandmother on my dad's side worked in a mill. And then my grandfather was, a butcher and farmer. And then, of course, my mom and dad were both working all the time. My mother was a teacher. My dad was in textiles. So, and in my family, my wife's been working all along. I mean, there's been a very brief time when our first child was born where she was at home. But shortly thereafter, she's been working either as a teacher or running a daycare or whatever for years.
And she, I know recently, last few years anyway, went back to school, right? Got her...
Well, yeah, she got her master's degree.
Yeah, like you said, so...
Which, helped us out financially, because obviously as a teacher, you are compensated on your amount of education and as well as your experience. And she's also a nationally board certified teacher, which also gave us, another little increase there, which of course is a benefit to the school as well, because, you're exposed to, good practices as far as education is concerned. So, yeah.
So, I mean, I know it will probably sound crazy and the internet would explode if I was caught on YouTube, but I mean, I have told my daughter in just the last few weeks, the most important job you will ever have is wife. Number one job, not mother, wife. Everything flows from that. You got to get that right first. And that, it was funny because when my husband and I went through marriage counseling, which you have to do to get married in the Catholic Church, they have these surveys and you got to study, you got to get, it's a quiz, you got to get it right. Hold on with the music. Hold on with the music. You got to get it right, right? We both got the same one wrong. And it was which is more important in your priorities, the children or your spouse? We both picked children. We got it wrong.
Right.
So we had to have a counseling session about that with the married counselors that we had teaching the court. No, the security of the children and their happiness flows from the marriage. Marriage is number one. Children are number two.
I completely agree. And that's been my experience as well. Because if you don't have a good marriage, a good, strong marriage, then it's going to be a bad situation for the kids. And children always suffer from what the adults do in a relationship.
Yep.
It is always the kids that pay.
Your number one job, I've said to my daughter, is wife. And if you get that job right, you're going to have a really, really good life. And it starts with picking, and you cannot pick the time. You cannot pick when he's going to show up. You cannot say, this was great, but I'm just going to throw him back and wait. No, he's not coming back. You don't get that chance again. You don't, especially not today. So this generation, Lee, of women, and I'm going to get off my soapbox. It's going to be the hardest ever for them to find a man who is not a male, a man. The kind of man who is the backbone of the family, who as he absolutely should be. And you know what? In today's world, that role is not just when I say that, people think financial, I think.
No, not necessarily.
It's emotional. My husband is a rock. He is an absolute rock. He has been that for the family through so much stuff. It's not, it's not Stepford Wives. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
That is a role you have to have as a woman. You should pick a man who is emotionally stronger than you are. Those things are important. And yes, of course you should be prepared for if he runs off with the woman or he dies in an auto accident to take care of the kids. You should do that. That's the basics. But that is not the priority. We have lost sight. Texter writes, I have told my daughter to find an unvaccinated man. Oh, Lord. Okay. All right. We don't want to marry it down too much. You're not going to find anybody. But again, Lee, as you said with your wife, I mean, she has excelled in her career, being married, raised the kids. You can do it all. There is no rule. What order? You have to do it in.
It ain't easy, but you can do it.
No, but you can do it. Yeah. And I'm telling you what, one more thing to add. No matter how much you prepare, no matter how much she excels at her career right now, I'm telling you there's no guarantees.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a down economy.
Yep.
There's going to be technological advances, and you're going to hit rock bottom. And there is nothing on this earth that's going to stop that. Whether you're married or not, you might as well have someone in the trenches with you to get you through. So grab it. Grab it when it's in front of you. Do not wait.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.